Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the Australian delegation, I would like to continue to offer our support for your role of chair for 2015 as you steer this week's conference to a productive conclusion. We also want to extend a particular thanks for the chair's non-paper, which we think provides an important start for us as we try and bring the intersessional process to a close and as we head into next year's BWC review conference. We look forward to working to crystallise additional recommendations to work into this paper in the course of this week. The Australian Government remains a strong supporter of the BWC, and we want to see the BWC evolve and continue to strengthen, including its full implementation. In this respect, we strongly support the Jackson statement presented earlier today by our distinguished Canadian colleagues. We are also delighted to be working on a joint paper with Malaysia and a number of other partners on the important issue of more effective national implementation. This is an update of a paper we issued earlier this year on the issue of reassurance with the support of 11 delegations. We are keen to engage in new partners on this joint initiative. We are also greatly encouraged by working papers of cross-regional nature on Article 7 measures, notably that of France and India, as well as that from South Africa on Article 7. We are encouraged that this will provide us with a way to move forward with effective new measures in the context of this meeting. Finally, we note we are co-sponsors of the Canadian-led paper addressing modern threats in the BWC, which focuses on proliferation of biological technology and the emergence of new infectious diseases, risks that we must deal with as we seek to implement the BWC's provisions. Mr. Chairman, the outcome of this meeting of states parties and our ability to build upon what was agreed last year will concretely shape next year's review conference discussions. In this respect, the Australian delegation would like to underline the importance of a robust preparatory process for next year's review conference. This will give us the best means to work to realise the efforts that have been made in the current intersessional process to advance the standing agenda items and the two biennial items. We strongly support the emerging consensus around 2 weeks of preparatory meetings for next year to then build into a 3-week review conference. Mr. Chairman, Australia is determined to work with all states parties to create a more robust and effective intersessional process for the post-2016 period. A number of delegations have put concrete proposals on the table, and we should not be afraid to debate these robustly. Preventing the acquisition and use of biological weapons requires a range of practical measures and cooperative efforts of the international community. Let us be frank, the current intersessional process, although containing positive elements, has not proven sufficient to respond to this challenge. Some ideas include enhancing the authority of the annual meeting of states parties, the development of a dedicated process to review developments in science and technology, and I particularly welcome the Swiss Working Paper number 4 on this issue, strengthening the ISU, and finally, finding ways for better coordination and planning in the intersessional process, including perhaps through developing a form of a steering group to assist the chairman and the ISU. Finally, we look forward to working with the BWC States Parties, yourself, and the President of the review conference process next year to achieve this end. Australia is particularly cognizant of the need for us to work at developing cross-regional approaches. There remains deep schisms among parties to the Convention on important issues which we need to manage. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.